memories than other birth orders. What this detail in firstborns and only's memories equates to is a drive to strive and achieve. In short, a propensity toward perfection. Firstborn children have no one to take their cues from except the adults above them, and it doesn't take keen observation to realize that adults are pretty good at coloring in the lines, tying their shoes, and cleaning their plates. Consequently, those children born first in the family also tend to be more impressed with authority. So they might have memories involving teachers, policemen, and other authority figures. On the flip side, those same children might have problems with authority because they've seen the hypocrisy in those who are supposed to be modeling healthy, appropriate authority. There are plenty of exceptions to this rule about attention to detail, of course. So don't feel you need to turn around and walk out of the plane if you find that the pilot, co-pilot, and navigator on your next flight are all babies of the families. The cockpit flight crew probably won't work together like the Three Stooges, and they may very well fit some of the exceptions to this rule, which we'll talk about later in this chapter. Surveying the terrain and moving forward. There's never been any research that I know of to confirm this, but in my 30 years of private counseling work, my observation is that firstborn children often have what I call a vertical component and or movement in their memories. By this, I mean that a firstborn son or daughter in the family might have a childhood memory that involves standing on top of a mountain and looking out over a valley, or traveling in an elevator at the top of an office building and looking at the street below. Why does he or she remember that? Because, once again, that particular incident is consistent with how that person views life. That doesn't mean he's supposed to take up mountain climbing or be a bellhop in the city, but it probably does mean that he's always striving, always climbing toward the top, which is certainly consistent with how many firstborns see life. Another common feature of childhood memories for firstborns that's very closely related to the vertical component is movement, riding in a car or walking somewhere. Movement also translates into achievement, almost as if firstborns or only children are running a race, which, if you are a firstborn yourself or think about your older brother or sister, you'll probably agree is true of the firstborn personality. Firstborns exhibit a pattern of striving and moving, looking down from where they've come or up to where they're going. Somehow achievement and movement are connected, and together these two form a common theme in firstborns and only children's memories. Kiefer Sutherland's memory of playing ice hockey is one example of movement. Here's another. Steven Spielberg, director of such movies as Close Encounters of the Third Kind,